This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Hurricane Rita is blowing through the Gulf of Mexico with winds recorded at 120 miles per hour. Meteorologist Robbie Berg says that makes it a Category 3 storm.
There is the possibility that it could strengthen even further and become possibly a Category 4, with a landfall possibly from northeastern Mexico through Texas and southwest Louisiana.
People in the path of that storm are already moving inland.
After the whole Louisiana thing, I don't want to be stuck on the freeway with a bunch of maniacs.
That's Christy Tidwell, a bartender in Galveston, Texas. She was planning to get on the road this morning, but while she's leaving, some of her customers may not.
Some people are actually going to ride it out if it only makes a three, but if it's more than that, I hear a lot of people saying they're leaving.
To the northeast, Rita presents new challenges to New Orleans. Thousands of workers are struggling to repair the levees that failed during Hurricane Katrina, and authorities can't even be sure they found all the weak spots that need attention. That's one thing we found out from Colonel Richard Wagonar of the Army Corps of Engineers.
We have a plan right now to close off canals, the London Avenue and the 17th Street Canal, close them off to any potential storm surge that would come in from Lake Pontchartrain.
The water would never go down the canal to the breach. You'd shut it off well before then.
Correct.
Now, Colonel, have you spent time on a levee recently?
I was on the 17th Street Canal.
What did you see?
A lot of work. Still upgrading and making sure that these repairs are reinforced. And we're moving ahead with some construction to get these to 5-year protection level, which is 10 feet, an elevation of 10 feet.
Meaning that, generally speaking, every 5 years or so, you might have a storm that raises the water level 10 feet.
Correct.
Let's talk about the next 2 to 3, 4 weeks. What needs to be done in that time frame?
Well, we need to continue to reinforce our repairs on those canals, repair any breaches that we can, and upgrade any levees to prevent any storm surge from near-term future storms. One of the other things, we've got a significant levee inspection program going on. I believe we've flown over aerial inspection of all of the levee systems in the metropolitan area, and we are now trying to get on the ground to inspect the structural integrity of all of these levees.
How many miles of levees are we talking about here?
I think probably in the ballpark of 500 miles.
Are you not at the point yet where you can even say for sure that they're all stable and secure?
We are not at that point yet.
How long will that take?
We hope to have that done in the next couple weeks, 2 to 3 weeks.
As you go through this assessment, are you finding weak points?
We're finding, we're able to find detailed locations of scour and damage that we did not know had occurred until recently.
Now, Colonel, let's talk about the long term here. We can all imagine a wall that keeps out water or maybe raising the levee a couple feet higher. What are some of the other things that you could do in the coming years to make New Orleans and that surrounding area more secure in case of another hurricane or a big flood?
Well, I think there's a whole host of different issues. And, you know, I think it's going to be a combination of physical man-made structure. You've also got the whole coastal restoration dynamic, potentially setting aside of lands that are typically flooded more often and no longer occupying those lands.
Does that mean permanently abandoning some neighborhoods in New Orleans?
I don't know if it's neighborhoods, but also potentially industrial areas, warehouse areas. There's a significant amount of warehouse areas that are between the levees and water.
Some of the lowest parts of New Orleans are residential. The Ninth Ward comes to mind, 13 feet below sea level.
That's correct.
Might that be a target? In your ideal world, obviously this is a political question, not just an engineering one.
You know, in an ideal world, I don't think so. I think, you know, what will ultimately determine what, if anything, is moved or what's protected and what's not protected is the will of the people. And everybody's going to have to come to the table to come up with this future concept. I don't think it's possible to come in and say, well, we can just go back to the way it was.
And, Colonel, how hard has it been to focus on the long term at this moment when the short term is so desperately urgent?
We try to do all of that, trying to stay focused on long term solutions. But we're already planning on evacuation for Rita if the situation requires that.
Colonel, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
That's Colonel Richard Wagonar, New Orleans District Commander for the Army Corps of Engineers.